त्यक्त्वा कर्मफलासङ्गम् नित्यतृप्तो निराश्रयः कर्मण्यभिप्रवृत्तोऽपि नैव किञ्चित् करोति सः. Krishna is Bhagavad Gita 4.20, and Krishna is continuing his description of how one can act without being bound by karma. And in that connection, he speaks over here that tyaktva, giving up, karma phala sangam, phala sanga, sanga is attachment, phala is fruit. So, giving up attachment to the fruit of work, nitya trupto, being constantly satisfied, nirashrayaha, not taking shelter. Now, this does not refer to no shelter of Krishna, rather it refers not taking shelter of anything material or anyone material. Krishna has not yet talked about himself elaborately, and certainly he has not talked about himself as the goal of life, although he has talked about his transcendental position as the giver of knowledge. So he is not talking so much here about taking shelter of himself, but rather of not taking shelter of anything material. Karmanya abhipravrittopi. Which a person may do karma abhipravrittopi, according to one's pravritti nature. Naiva kinchit karoti saha. But it's as if that person is not doing anything at all. Kinchit karoti, even slight action that person is not doing. So, again, Krishna is in this verse emphasizing that it is the inner motivation, not the outer action, that determines reaction. And he says over here that tyaktva karma phala sangam, tyaktva, giving up. So normally whenever we consider of tyaga, we think of tyaga more in terms of physical renunciation, not so much in terms of a emotional renunciation. So Krishna uses the word, so physical renunciation means physically renouncing things. Now, okay, person, instead of living in a house, decides to live in a jungle. Instead of living up in a family, lives alone. Instead of having a position, say in a court as a king, has a position, just lives under a tree or something like that. So tektva. So normally we think of renunciation in physical terms, but Krishna here is stating that renunciation is something much deeper than physical, and it is a matter of consciousness. It's a matter of one's emotional distancing and disentanglement. So tyaktva karma phala sangam. So if one is detached from the fruits of work, and one is nitya trupto nirashrayaha, your person is always satisfied, nitya trupto, and is nirashrayaha, not seeking shelter in material things. So Krishna, in one sense, what he has told, tyaktva karma phala sangam, what he has told in the first line in 4.20a, he is elaborating in 4.20b, where he says nitya trupto nirashrayaha. He states nitya trupto, that means one who is always satisfied. Now how can one be, one not have any attachment to the fruits of work? That is possible when one is internally satisfied. There are different kinds of motivations for work. One is a work that is done to compensate for a sense of incompleteness. Oh, I feel something is missing in my life. Maybe if I get a bigger house, maybe if I get a newer car, maybe if I get a more good-looking spouse, then I'll be happy. So this is the motivation for work. These kind of motivations are there. But when one is internally satisfied, then one works not because one feels incomplete, but one knows that active participation in the whole is the way of preserving one's completeness, of maintaining one's satisfaction. That I am a part of Krishna, and by serving Krishna, I'll be happy. So it is not the fruits of the service that are important. It is the principle of loving reciprocation with Krishna that is important. And in that sense, nitya trupto nirashrayaha. Nirashrayaha means one does not take shelter of the fruits of work. It's not that one is imagining, oh, I'll become a champion and then the whole world will glorify me, and it is for that glorification that I want to become. I am going to work hard and I am going to become a champion. So that means one doesn't, there if you see one, we are taking shelter, ashraya. So when we feel distress, when we feel misery in life, we take shelter of the fruit of work and hope that, oh, when I get the fruit, then I will be happy. And so we seek the fruit of the work. But nirashrayaha. So one is not seeking fulfillment, one is not seeking shelter in the fruit of the work, because this person knows that actually the fruit of the work is not what is going to give me shelter. It is the realization of the self and the realization of relationship of the self with the Lord that is going to give me shelter. And that realization is possible through unselfish work. And that realization does not require the attainment of the fruit of the work. Now, Srila Prabhupada wanted definitely to please his spiritual master, and that's why he went to America in an advanced age. But he did not, it was not that his relationship with the spiritual master and his relationship with Krishna was underdeveloped or incomplete before he went and did the miraculous service and got the miraculous results that he got. No, he was nitya trupto nirashrayaha. People who met Srila Prabhupada, when he was alone and penniless in New Delhi or in New York, even there, they found him that he had a deep sense of satisfaction and cheerfulness that transcended his material poverty and obscurity. Poverty means he had nothing, and obscurity means he was unknown. So, in spite of the poverty and obscurity, he was trupto nirashrayaha, because he was trupta in Krishna and he was Krishna ashrayaha. Krishna ashrita here. Big. Now, as Krishna will develop the thought of the Bhagavad Gita and take it towards the bhakti section, so he will talk about madashrayaha. For the first time, he talks about the principle of devotional surrender in 7.1. Maya saktamana partha yogam yunyan madashrayaha asamshayam samagramma yathagyasisi tachrunu. So madashrayaha. So here, Krishna will speak about how, by taking shelter how of him, one can get knowledge in full and become liberated. So here, because he has not talked about himself directly, so he's not talking about madashraya, but he's talking about the principle of nirashraya, of not having, not taking shelter of anything material. And in this way, gradually, as we give up material shelters, then we seek and we savor the spiritual shelter. So, as long as we have a painkiller, we don't feel the need for the medicine, which actually cures and heals. But when we give up the painkiller, we feel urgently the need for the proper medicine. And then we get the proper medicine. So, nirashrayaha essentially means that don't take shelter of those shelters which are actually temporary. And at this stage, Krishna is saying, Arjuna stays in Atmatattva. But later he will say, he will explain how, become situated in Madashrayaha. But essentially the principle underlying right now is that if one has not taken, if one is not emotionally entangled in material things, then even when one acts at the, in the material world, one will not be bound. So, karmanya abhipravruttopi, even if one works, it is as if naiva kinchit karoti saha, it is as if the person is doing nothing. That means the person is not incurring any karmic reaction. Thank you.